All right, welcome back to Drive Time on Newstalk 93 WKCT. Coming up this weekend, the Kentucky Autism Training Center at the University of Louisville will conduct a workshop at the University Plaza to help educators and direct service providers learn how to and when to implement an instructional program for students with autism. The guest speaker will be Dr. Brenda Smith-Miles, Chief of Programs and Development for the Washington-based Autism Society of America. And she's our guest now. Dr. Miles, nice to have you on the program.
Thank you. Delighted to be here.
And talk about, let's start with the workshop. What exactly is the purpose of a workshop like this? I would imagine that many teachers in our area schools have dealt with the autistic children. What are some of the things that they'll learn from this workshop, and what about people who have never dealt with an autistic child?
Well, many teachers who have worked with individuals with autism have basically learned how to do this on their own because there really aren't a lot of training programs. And so what I'll do is I'll provide practical knowledge that will build on what they know. And for new educators or educators new to the autism field, what I'm going to talk about is how to create an educational program that meets the needs of children across the autism spectrum in general education or special education setting. And what we know is our kids have multiple challenges. They have sensory challenges. They may have academic problems. They have behavior challenges. They have social and communication challenges. And I'm going to talk about how to address all of those needs at one time.
You mentioned the broad range of autism, and it can mean very different things from one child to the next. From what I understand about autism, there's some symptoms that are recognized fairly early on, but autism can have an effect on a child in many different ways, and so there isn't one particular way in which to deal with a child who suffers from autism.
In our field, we say if you've seen one child with autism, you've seen one child with autism, because you may have a child with autism who has an IQ in the gifted range, and then mm-hmm. you also may have a child with autism who has an IQ of 20. In addition, you have children who are very, very verbal, and then you have those who do not speak at all.
You know, people.
Autism
probably really was not the word autism. The diagnosis of autism wasn't nearly as prevalent when I was growing up, when I was in school, as it is now. Explain why that is.
Well, the truth of the matter is we aren't entirely sure. But general thought now is, first of all, there is a definite increase. It's not because of better diagnosis, although we are doing a better job at that. But there's a strong genetic component in autism, and there appears to be some sort of environmental agent or agents. And when you have those two together, you may have autism spectrum disorders. Now, we have not been able to identify what those environmental agents are. And there are studies underway to hopefully identify them.
Well, you use the term autism spectrum disorders. Describe those and briefly the difference between the three of them.
Okay. Well, autism spectrum disorders is kind of an umbrella term, if you will. And under that umbrella is Asperger's syndrome, mm-hmm. which is includes individuals who have an average to above average IQ, but manifest many of the challenges seen in individuals with autism. And then you have autism or autistic disorder, and that is reserved for individuals on the spectrum who largely have IQ in the cognitively disabled range. And then there's a third category called pervasive developmental disorder, not otherwise specified. And that basically means that we think this individual is on the autism spectrum somewhere, but we're not exactly able to pinpoint it. And all of those together create the autism spectrum.
I mentioned, the when I was in school that there was not this there weren't as many cases of autism as we see now. Were those children misdiagnosed? It seems like we've come quite a ways from how it was back then, where if you had any learning problems, you were quickly classified as special ed. And how far have we come? How much have we learned about how to treat those with the behavior or learning disabilities in the past 20, 30 years?
We definitely have the knowledge to help individuals with autism reach their potential. We know what strategies work. We know how to structure environments. We know how to teach educational professionals. We know how to support parents. So the technology is there. In many cases, it is just being able to deliver these skills to the community and then be able to provide the support in educational and home settings so that these interventions can happen.
What is the difference? How do you handle someone who has autism as opposed to someone who I guess would be the child who has Down syndrome? You know, back in the days, they probably would have been grouped together in especially a classroom. Is that incorrect for me to say that that's what may have been done 25 years ago?
I think you're absolutely right. And individuals with any special needs were grouped together, and then they were also kept away
Yes.
from other individuals. What we know now is that individuals with autism spectrum disorders can learn from their peers, and so it's important to have peer models. Many can be very effective in a general education setting, and some need special education support. Our folks differ significantly from individuals with Down syndrome in a number of ways. For example, our individuals with autism cannot, for example, tell how they are feeling. They can't tell if they are getting upset or if they're getting overly tired. Secondly, they don't know what to do about it. You and I know that if we're starting to get upset, that maybe we should take a brief walk or go get a drink of water. And we inherently know these strategies. If you are on the autism spectrum, you don't know what these strategies are. And so you may have a tantrum, rage, or meltdown because that is your only response because you haven't learned how to react.
All right, we're talking about autism today with Dr. Brenda Smith-Miles. Stay with us. We'll be back after this look at news.
You're listening to Drive Time on News Talk 93 WKCT.